During the game, cheers were strong and echoed through downtown, but it was heartbreaking to watch the final seconds of Game 7 tick away as the Heat gained a slight advantage over the Spurs and clinched the title 95-88. As the game ended, fans watching at Alamo Street Eat Bar slowly slipped out of their seats and into the initially odd, quiet streets as a large inflatable screen showed the Spurs leave the court and the Heat bathe in confetti. Some fans were disappointed, some angered, but diehard fans were left hopeful for next season.
I honestly think that the Spurs are a better team and we built our greatness and they just kind of bought it.
I felt we got cheated by the refs, one. Number two, we ran out of energy, so it's basically our fault. We should have won game six, our fault. So, you know, it's just one of those tough breaks, man. Hopefully we get it next year.
I thought we were going to take it. I thought we were going to win it. I was like, we're totally going to do it.
I tried to stay optimistic until the last couple seconds.
I'm disappointed. I'm sad. They're going to do it. They're going to do it next year, though.
Much of downtown remained silent, except for a passing car honking away with Spurs flags waving outside the window. But surprisingly, or maybe not, given the San Antonian spirit, just like the nights of a single finals game win, Commerce and Market streets were deafening as cars honked and fans ran through traffic as if the Spurs had won. Fans like Antonio Cruz, who came from Argentina to watch Manu play, and Amanda Crawford and Rosa Duggan say as long as there's a team, there's a reason to celebrate, and that Spurs fever will never truly die.
We'll get it next time. I think we miss it on game six, so that's all right. We'll still like our Spurs.
You know, they got what they got, and that's how it went. And, you know, what are we going to do? Like I said, there's next year. It's always next year, baby.
We love our Spurs. That's all we know.
Joey Palacios, Texas Public Radio News.